Lindsey Graham, the senator who argued during Clinton's trial that impeachment is not about punishment. Impeachment is about cleansing the office. Impeachment is about restoring honor and integrity to the office. Right, Lindsey. But of course, that was long, long ago, far, far away, in a land grown totally unrecognizable. Now he has the Trump's ear, imagines himself the emperor's tailor, and refuses to read the transcripts of the impeachment hearings. See no evil, hear no evil, but speak a lot. The man is the donkey to Don J. Quixote. If you had illusions that given the evidence to prove extortion of the Ukrainians by withholding military aid to fight the Russians who invaded their country, unless they investigated Joe Biden's boy, you must be 10 years old and still sleep with a teddy bear and the lights on. Politics isn't for the faint of heart, but you haven't seen anything like this since Chicago 68. Even Nixon looks fairly benign these days, but then he wasn't mobbed up like Daley and Donald. Crimes are crimes only if you get caught, and if you get caught, so what? Justice is for the weak. The strong don't care. Don't underestimate the current mobster in the White House. He plays to win. Cheat, steal, bribe, lie, lie, and lie some more. Show the slightest weakness and the wolves will eat you from the shoes up. And obviously there are those who think these traits are real strength, a strength that will be used to help the little guy, them. A week ago, Lindsey was open to impeachment if the facts warranted and quid pro quo was proven. I guess if you refuse to look at facts, impeachment becomes, well, a closed door. Today, the good senator remarked that the policy of Trump and his underground State Department was too incoherent to be effective. He admitted he sneaked a peek at some of the transcripts released so far, enough at this point to make the call. You really can't make this stuff up. But the point is, Lindsey and his fellow apologists would win Olympic gold medals in mental acrobatics trying to defend what is, essentially, indefensible. Their mama should wash their lying mouths with soap. Richard Nixon was brought down by the evidence anyone could hear on the tapes he made in the Oval Office. Donald Trump would have destroyed those tapes, or just sequester the Ukraine phone call with Zelensky in top-secret vaults and hand out redacted transcripts. He claims to want to weed out corruption in that country. Why he needs to have Biden's boy investigated? Irony, obviously, is not this emperor's strong suit, if he even had one at all.